Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
The Brexit vote. Coverage continues now on Bloomberg Radio.
Continuing coverage of the vote in the United Kingdom. Polling has ended and the count continues in the United Kingdom over the referendum to remain or to leave the European Union. Here to help us understand more is Arnab Das. He is head of emerging markets macro for Invesco Fixed Income, and he joins us from London. Arnab, thanks very much for being with us. Tell us a little bit about your day and what did you see during the voting process?
Well, it's like all the news stories are saying, there's been a raining cats and dogs, some problems with the transport system, so there was concern about turnout. The Nigel Farage quote to Sky News makes the very important point, I think, that turnout was extremely high. There's some estimates that turnout was perhaps 70%, despite the problems with the weather and the transport system, which indicates that probably the Remain camp was successful in getting the vote out, and by all accounts, a high turnout would point to a Remain success. So I think that's where it's going. It's quite early to be sure yet, but that's the direction that we're headed, I think.
So if we're heading that direction, let's just look at sort of at emerging markets broadly, because it seems that you can slice a possible Brexit vote, which apparently is not passing, a lot of different ways for a lot of different countries, but the one big factor has been uncertainty.
Right. I think the uncertainty would have been if it is the case that there is still a vote for Brexit, the uncertainty will be very magnified. The market has effectively priced out the risk of Brexit in UK assets, European assets, and generally in risky assets. There's probably some more upside because there is residual uncertainty. But I think the danger now is that if the vote count goes the other way, that there's significant downside, right? Because it's all been pricing towards the Brexit towards the Remain outcome. I think if that's the outcome that we get, Remain, then we're more likely to see continued calming down in the markets, right? Because a major event risk and a major source of political contagion in Europe, copycat exit referendums and so on, as well as the political crisis within the UK that Professor Blanchflower mentioned, all these things would be much less of an event risk. And so I think we would have continued buying of risky assets, including in emerging markets, because liquidity conditions in the world remain very high, inflation is very low, yields are very low everywhere. So I think that it would be a bit of a green light. It wouldn't really solve anything fundamental, but it wouldn't open a can of worms either.
Arnab, I'm wondering if you could tell us about what the European Union would do or respond. No matter which way the vote goes, it's likely to be very close. The fact that you have so many people in a major European Union country who would like to leave this particular club, what will the European Union's response be?
Well, I think in the Remain scenario, I think we're likely to get a kind of validation of the deal that Prime Minister Cameron achieved with the European Union back in February, which essentially paves the way towards a kind of full-fledged two-track Europe, where the Eurozone heads for deeper integration, however slowly, towards some sort of federalization, hopefully along the American model, but that's by no means assured. And the rest of the European Union is in a different track to a different destination, right? That the UK then has an opt-out from this idea of ever deeper union, which is one of the fundamental tenets of the European Union and, of course, of the euro itself. So that, I think, in and of itself will be an important change, almost regardless of the outcome for Prime Minister Cameron himself. And that will create room for Europe as a whole to hold together with countries that are Eurosceptic but not members of the euro and stay in the European Union, such as Denmark.
Does this put... I just wonder, what does it say for Germany? You know, Nigel Farage, who's one of the big leaders, the biggest voices in favor of Brexit, critical, very critical of Germany and how they've become so, you know, dictatorial, right, over the EU. If I can sum up the tone of what he has said, does Germany rethink its position? Does Germany say, well, I'm glad, breathe a sigh of relief that this didn't pass, but take somewhat different tact in its relations with some EU countries?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing for Germany is that having the UK stay in the European Union strengthens Germany's hand for a more economically liberal and open European Union and Eurozone, right? So Germany is always in a position of... supported, I would say, or even led in some respects by the United Kingdom in opposing the greater degree of labor market rigidities, you know, difficulties in hiring and firing, difficulties in the budgets, difficulties in the welfare state, and the protection for labor that is more present, let's say, in Southern Europe and in the Mediterranean countries and also in France. So I think for starters, Germany's view and preference for a more open European system, economic system, would be supported. On the issue of the idea of what ultimately needs to take place, a kind of federalization in which there's political union, ultimately fiscal union, and a much stronger banking union, I think the continuance of the UK in the EU makes that a little bit less easy to accomplish. If there were a shock, it would be perhaps faster, right?
Okay.
But in this scenario, it would probably be slower and may not get there until the next shock.
Arnab Das, thank you so much for joining us, head of Emerging Markets Macro for Invesco Fixed Income. Taking a look at the Brexit vote, taking stock, Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.